This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Welcome to the final installment of our company development series featuring Scott Maxwell and Brad Feld. Let's listen in as Scott and Brad discuss engaging mentors at the expansion stage.
I am fascinated with Techstars and the way that you've collected a great set of mentors for the companies in the Techstar program, and have always been a strong believer in outside advice and surrounding yourself with great advisors. Can you talk to just that thematically in terms of, as a company grows, how they the importance of it and how they might go about doing it well?
Sure. So I think every company, every entrepreneur at any stage of development has the opportunity to surround him or herself with other people who are peers have different experiences. So, you know, forget about the hierarchy of one up, one down, but could be in different places that can contribute to that person's own development and exploration. When I look back at my own personal development, even, you know, very early on, I had a series of mentors who were more experienced than me, who didn't tell me what to do, but they were people that I could engage with, and they were investing in me. They weren't necessarily sure what the outcome was going to be. They didn't have a set of things that they hoped would come out of it. They didn't give me, you know, money and buy a percentage of me. Mm-hmm. But they were investing energy in helping me develop as an entrepreneur, a businessman, a technologist, whatever it was. I think in Techstars we've taken that philosophy and we've applied it to first-time entrepreneurs, and we basically said, look, first-time entrepreneurs can accelerate their learning significantly in a concentrated way by having a certain period of time where they're focused on something, in Techstars 90 days, and a broad community of mentors, in this case about 50 per geography, that have a wide range of experience bases that interact with them. In addition to just the knowledge and the learning that they'll get from the mentors, the entrepreneurs also learn things like having to deal with different perspectives, having to reconcile lots of different opinions and make their own decision, having to deal with when they make a decision that's counter to the advice that somebody's giving them, figuring out how to communicate that and keep that person along, you know, their journey. It's having people have to learn about different personalities and get out there and do things with and interact with mentors who may not be as approachable, may not be as responsive, may have their own other issues. And the best mentor relationships become peer relationships, where both the mentor and the mentee start teaching and learning from each other. Mm-hmm. And we see this happen very quickly within Techstars, even within the 90 days, where many of the people that are first-time entrepreneurs going through the program have significant insights and experiences that they add to the mentors, which causes the mentors to think about their worlds differently, which is an immediate payback, which then continues to perpetuate it going forward.
Right.
So within Techstars, you know, we really embrace that. And I embrace that sort of throughout the entire entrepreneurial arc. I'm old enough now, and I've had enough ups and downs, where I only want to work with people that I learn from and that are interested in teaching and learning, both teaching me and learning from me. So where there's an engagement, that's an engagement. Even if, you know, it's one-sided for periods of time, one direction or the other, there's a personal relationship where that exists. And I try to bring that myself to all the Techstars relationships. I mean, I now have several hundred entrepreneurs that have gone through this program that, you know, have become friends, that I learned something from many of them that influenced the way I think about company development, the businesses I invest in, what I'm working on. So I think it's an opportunity. I think that for every entrepreneur, I think that it's one of the great things about, if you think about building sustainable entrepreneurial communities, and I think about what we've done in Boulder, but also in other parts of the country, you need things that engage the first-time entrepreneurs and the experienced entrepreneurs with each other. Can't be cocktail parties, can't be award events, can't be, you know, one-off things. It has to be something functional. Mm-hmm. But then you have a second-order effect of programs like Techstars start engaging mentors with each other because they're actually working on something functional around the team. So one of my favorite stories are two guys who thought they hated each other, two experienced entrepreneurs who thought they hated each other. They ended up being the mentors for the same company, sort of lead mentors, which meant, you know, usually in Techstars, people take on one or two companies for the 90 days where they spend a lot of time with them. It might touch the other company some, but really dig in on one or two. They found themselves both lead mentors for this company, and they really found, you know, they ended up really helping the company, enjoyed it, and worked together pretty effectively, even though they were predisposed to think that the other guy was an asshole and evil and whatever. It turned out, obviously, there's probably some alcohol that helped lubricate the discussion. It turned out that they didn't actually have conflict with each other. Their co-founders had conflict with each other. So their conflict had emerged as a result of their relationship with their co-founder and loyalty to their co-founder, who had conflict with the other co-founder. When they went back and talked to the other two guys that had the conflict, neither of the other two guys really remembered the conflict, nor did they share the negative sentiment. So they had sort of amplified that negative sentiment and were carrying it around for a long time in the same entrepreneurial community, pretty much just a misread of what had gone on.
Right. That's interesting.
And so we have lots of little things like that that then make just the relation. I mean, these two guys are best friends. It wouldn't surprise me if they go off and start a company together as experienced entrepreneurs, right? So these sort of interesting things happen when you actually work on something versus just sit around on a panel at the end. Hey, that was really good. You did a great job. Oh, you did a great job too. Oh, bullshit. I mean, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but there wasn't much there.
Create more meaningful bonds. Do you think that if you reflect on the people that you've known over time that have been successful people versus the rest, that there's a characteristic that they tend to collect people around them that give them good advice and mentor them?
Yeah, there are definitely exceptions to this. So this is not an absolute truth.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, in my universe, people who have been receptive to developing that kind of relationship and have been giving of themselves to other people as a mentor tend to have more success, have softer failure. Because when they fail, which everybody inevitably fails at different things along the course of what they're doing, they have a bunch of people around them where there's no judgment. Hey, come on, let's keep going kind of dynamic.
Right.
And they also tend to be more predisposed to learn from the failures and learn from the downs rather than sort of feel defensive about it because they're out there on their own. So, yeah, I think there really is at least in my worldview, a strong correlation between sort of that receptivity, not just to be mentored, but to contribute and to mentor. And it's not a selflessness. I mean, I think when people mentor, it satisfies a core need of, you want to teach, you want to give back. It satisfies your sense that you learned something and you're helping somebody else. It's also deeply satisfying when you see the person, especially a first-time entrepreneur that you're helping mentor, go on to be successful, independent of what the economic relationship is. Just the feeling of, wow, I helped contribute to somebody's success, that's a good feeling for, frankly, a successful person to have.
Right. So did I miss anything, Brad?
I think we talked about everything that could possibly be relevant to anyone. No, that was great. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, hey, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it, Brad.
My pleasure.
All right.